There are many reasons why luring owls with live rodents is bad for the owls. First, birds that are baited quickly learn to associate people with food, sometimes leading to extremely dangerous situations for both people and the owls. And most baiting is done from roadsides, luring owls into immediate danger. Last year, one photographer actually tried luring a boreal owl across busy Highway 61 so he'd have better light for photography, despite the fact that boreal owls seldom fly above the height of logging trucks. Considering that a primary cause of mortality for owls in winter is collisions with cars and trucks, this was unconscionable. Pet store rodents are notorious for carrying salmonella. The Minnesota Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control have published accounts of children contracting salmonella, including multidrug-resistant strains, from pet store mice, rats, and hamsters. The affected children had merely played with and sometimes kissed their little pets. As predators that consume the entire bodies of their prey, owls are even more vulnerable to swallowing pathogens. Of course, as natural predators feeding on raw meat, owls are certainly more resistant to salmonella than we humans, but two species that are baited extremely aggressively by photographers, great gray and boreal owls, are typically most conspicuous when they are physiologically stressed with their immune system already compromised. This is when they would be most vulnerable to disease organisms. Some photographers justify baiting owls by claiming that their photos are valuable for conservation and environmental education, when in reality many of these photos actually promote misinformation. One photo showing a great gray owl closing in on a mouse won awards and was conspicuously displayed on the National Geographic and Nature Conservancy websites, even though it showed a house mouse on the surface of the snow, something that would simply never happen in a wild great gray owl situation. Over 90% of a great gray owl's normal diet consists of meadow voles, which never walk on the surface of deep snow. Meadow voles construct tunnels at ground level under grass, so even when there's no snow cover at all, they stay out of sight. Unfortunately, by posting that photo, these organizations were misinforming people about the way great gray owls normally hunt, and also providing misinformation about rodents. Suggesting in a photo that a hamster or white mouse or brown house mouse is part of a wild owl's normal diet hardly promotes education. Unfortunately, magazine editors don't always recognize these unnatural situations themselves. Photographers claiming to be capturing the natural world should not be using unnatural setups. In some cases, baiting owls interferes with research that is providing important information about owls. Scientists from the Northeast and the Great Lakes areas participating in the brand new Project Snowstorm are affixing transmitters to snowy owls and then tracking them via the internet. Each transmitter costs $3,000. In this, the inauguration year of Project Snowstorm, we've already amassed a huge body of valuable information about snowy owl movements, activities, and what habitats they're drawn to. But one bird bearing one of these expensive transmitters in Ramsey County, Minnesota, has been persistently baited by photographers who've been giving it so much food that it's simply staying put. The project website started out displaying real-time movements of the birds, but because photographers were using this information to rush in and bait them, the project had to start putting a 3-day delay on the tracking maps. Photographers baiting these owls are compromising important conservation and education work, not providing anything of value except to their own egos and pocketbooks. By next winter, the Minnesota DNR will have new regulations in place prohibiting owl baiting, and that's the way it should be. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.